and welcome to Talk RX with Dr. Neha. And we are filming in New Zealand from World Women 17. And my special guest today is Zlata. I met her here at the conference, and she's a brave soul who's willing to ask her communication questions so all of you can learn. Welcome, Zlata.
Thank you.
It's
great to be here. Thanks.
So tell me, what have you been thinking about?
I've been thinking about my sister after your wonderful seminar and talking, just giving us tools about how to deal with people that are frustrated. And my question was around, what if they're not frustrated? What if it's just their manner of talking and I just can't deal with that manner?
And so this is family?
Yes, it's my sister, and she's a wonderful woman who's always got, I know, my best interest in heart, and the questions she's asking are always come to about bring better things out of me in all of this, and
right.
It's quite a lot in the work situation, but the format that it's in is quite aggressive, it's quite bullying, and I don't have anyone in my life, like it was a deliberate decision that anyone like that talk to me in my life, they're out. In my business, if anyone, like a client, and it doesn't matter how much money they bring us, if they talk like that to one of my girls or one of my people, they're out. And at the same time, I don't know how to be like, you know, with my sister, because she does it very regularly, and yeah.
And so tell me what, when you say, even if a client's a big client, they bring a lot of money, if they speak this way,
yeah,
they're out.
Yeah.
Why are they out? Because what does it mean to you when somebody speaks in a certain way?
Well, I don't tolerate bullying in any shape or form. And that's really any aggression, especially aggression towards women,
yep,
is something that's super important to me. We've seen so much of it, and someone has to take a stand. And because it's my own business, I can make that choice.
Yeah, you have control.
So I do, yeah. I do that.
So what you're basically saying is, in the arenas that you have control, in your personal life, your business life, you can choose.
Yeah.
You're the boss, you get to choose.
Yeah.
In your family, we don't choose our family of origin, right?
Yeah.
And often, the people in our family of origin are our greatest teachers. And it sounds to me like bullying, feeling bullied, is something that is what you've grown up with. Is this an older sister or younger?
Older, but it wasn't. The thing is, when we were kids, she was the most amazing. Mm. But we've separated for quite a while.
Mm.
And then I was in a situation where I was bullied, but she wasn't. She had her own quite a difficult path.
Yeah.
And when we did reconnect, that's who I saw, and that's not me.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel okay. So I want you to take a nice deep breath in, because I really want to honor your courage and your bravery for saying what's true. And you're also talking about something that is so dear to your heart, right? So we're going to take three nice deep breaths together, okay? Yeah, and you just let your shoulders drop, let gravity hold you up. You're being held up by a chair. The earth has you, right? Okay, nice deep breath. And what I want you to know is that you have so much courage, because this is important to you. And you're willing to allow us to go to what's close to your heart and what matters. Okay? So there was a period in time where you and your sister were separated, and then you came back. And in that period, you felt bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And you became strong in the sense that you now shut out bullying. Tell me what the characteristics of a bully are. How do you know? Is it someone's tone? Is it their words? Is it their body language? What is it that makes you know that someone's a bully?
It's the energy. It's talking over. It's aggression, or what I perceive as aggression.
Yep.
And it's quite loud.
Yep. And so what you've learned is to protect yourself and the people that work for you from that energy. So you've become a protector. Now, the second thing you told me is your sister and you were separated for a while, and she had a hard time during that time. And so I wonder if the way she learned, I'm making this up because I don't know your sister, but I'm wondering if the way she learned to survive that was becoming strong in a different way. Right? Because when we're in traumatic situations in our lives, we come up with strategies to survive. We don't mean them personally. We don't mean them in a negative way to other people. We just have adapted to survive to that circumstance. Would you agree that maybe that might have happened to her?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So now you and your sister have come together. And tell me, what is it about when you connect? Is it her tone? Is it her body language? Is it her words that she uses specifically? What is it?
The tone, the loudness.
Yep.
And
so the volume, the tone.
The volume, the tone, and the type of questions.
Uh-huh. They feel what?
They feel like an attack.
Uh-huh. All right. So the first thing you want to do, the big mistake people make when they're giving, like, they're kind of trying to connect to somebody and let them know, is they say, when you do that, you do this, you, right? Which to the other person feels a little bit intimidating, right? Which will make her protect herself more. Have you tried to have a conversation with her at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that go?
We've talked about it many times, and when I bring it up, she's very a strong opinion of that she will not change who she is for nobody, even though she loves me to the earth and back. But that's one thing that she's not willing to do, is sacrifice who she is, and that's who she is. And she's got amazing people in her life that accept her for that type of manner.
Yeah.
And so she thinks that it's fine and it's me who needs to deal with it.
Okay, so let's work on you. Let's try it. Well, why not? So when your sister speaks to you, it triggers something in you that reminds you of being bullied, right? And in that moment, how do you respond?
Sometimes I finish the conversation
altogether. Okay. Yep, I gotta go.
And when I can't, like last time it happened, I went into a bit of a defensive, but almost like condescending way. It's like, oh yeah, I heard you, what you said. Thank you for your question. I understand where you're coming from. And I think it, and she reacted as, okay, I'll shut up now, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, so yeah, I thought I'd handled it really well, but the outcome wasn't good. Didn't feel like she was heard. She didn't feel like she contributed, even though what she was saying was really good. Yep. And like, we worked out a system at which point she said, but yeah, for me, I felt ambushed and attacked. And okay. I just like, okay, I'm going to be grown up now. I'm going to be, and I'll deal with it that way. But that didn't quite work.
All right. So what if next time this happens, you are really aware that you're being triggered from something old, an old threat that isn't here right now? Because you told me your sister's intentions for you are positive and well-wishing. So in that moment, when you notice what's happening, what happens for you when you notice someone's voice volume goes up and you start feeling bullied?
My intention is just to get them out of my life.
Right.
Like,
you want to block it out. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's one way. Except this wonderful woman, that's not what you want. No, you want to heal this part of you. What if I told you she somehow entered your life to help you heal the experience of feeling bullied? You had that experience. Now you know one way, which is block it out, protect other people. And she's come into your life to say, hey, I have a big heart for you, and I'm here to help you heal that part of your experience. So you have something in you, and it's called an amygdala, biologically, that pays attention to any time you've had trauma. It's sitting and eavesdropping. And anything that matches that voice, that tone, it hijacks you, doesn't even let you think. And it has you block. It's in chapter 13 of my book. It's called Amygdala Hijack. I want you to read that piece, okay? And then what you're going to do is take a nice deep breath when you notice it's happening and name it. Wow, I notice my heart racing and my stomach turning. And what I really want here is to focus and hear you and be able to hear what you're saying to me. And so right now I'm going to shift into listening to the emotion you have and what you value. Is it true that you value X? Is it true that you value Y? Because you don't need to protect yourself from your sister. it just feels like an old experience. Because you're telling me it might be the way she delivers it, but everything she's saying is really good. Could you have grace for her and actually see it as an opportunity to heal you around this? Because wouldn't it be amazing for you not to need to leave or shut someone out, but say, there's a way that this could be even more effective for me, and that's if, like, can we please communicate around tone of voice, a volume? If she says no, okay, you get to choose, excuse me, a little bug, sorry. You get to choose, if you still want this relationship, how might you shift and connect? It's just an option to try listening differently. So once you realize amygdala hijack and what's happening, that you're getting hijacked, the second piece is to try giving her what it is you want so desperately, which is connection, being heard, and listening for what you value, right? But really, you're going to listen for what she values. Mm-hmm. One way.
Yeah.
How does that feel inside you?
Good, and it's like I know there is, behind questions, there is so much, but I kind of don't feel like it's my place to, you know, she's my older sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's like a respect thing, like, yeah, well, you know what? You guys are adults now. You're not little kids that are an older sister and a younger sister. And you want to build a relationship. You both, I bet you, teach each other a lot. Would you agree? Yeah. So now you guys are adults and you're equals. She is not smarter or bigger or, you know, more important than you anymore. You're both equals and you both get to learn together. Somehow you're soul family. You came in together, right? You came in and became part of this soul family. What if you're equals and what if it's time to learn and say, like, okay, you said I'm the one who wants to change. I'm going to try. I'm going to see how this feels because you're important to me. And just see how it goes.
You don't think I'm encouraging that kind of behavior, though? Like, you know, it's not okay.
Well, if you really do feel intimidated, then you if you feel scared, like I didn't get the feeling.
I don't feel scared, but I just don't feel like it's okay for anyone to talk to anyone that way. Like,
right? But the person you have control over is you. There's one person you have control over. You told me she has lots of friends.
Yeah.
So there's some people who actually resonate with the way she does it. They, in fact, like it. Right? So tell me some takeaways from today. Did you get anything that you feel like you can use?
It's good to name the feeling that you have. It's always good. And just watch that and then allow yourself to switch back from a flight or a hide mode straight away and just take that moment. That's one of the takeaways. And the other one would be to try and maybe allow a possibility that it could be okay. Like if it works for people, other people in her life,
yeah,
then it must be okay. So I just need to shift my perspective and see that.
Well, you want a relationship with her, right? So, and you're telling me her intentions are positive. So you're not telling me she's bullying you and she's putting you down and she's embarrassing you and humiliating you. You're not telling me any of that. So bullying is a problem when people are trying to put someone else down or humiliate or embarrass them socially or whatever it is. Your sister has positive intention, and what she's asking you to have grace for her for is the way she delivers her message. But if you know she loves you and you want that relationship, it might be worth a try to give her what it is you want so deeply from her.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah? All right, thank you. So if any of you know that you have someone in your life that feels a little bit like a bully, if you know that they have good intention and it might just be the delivery of how they're giving you the message that is the problem, first you want to make sure you do how do I pronounce it?
Zlata.
Zlata. What Zlata did, which is you want to have a conversation with them, because that's the first step. She told me she already did that. So the next step is to ask yourself, do I still want to have a relationship? Do they have good intention for me? Do they mean well? And if so, how can I work on healing myself around what this is And then shifting a little bit about how I show up in this conversation and giving away that which I want so much and seeing how that goes. It may work, it may not. But you got to keep trying different things. That's the beauty of family. They kind of stick around. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, all of you. Thank you for listening, and until next time.